The Rolling Stones on WDML 106.9, the morning show. Two from the Stones there on this Two for Tuesday, brought to you by Superior Window Company in Centralia. I'm Ryan at 9:18. As promised, in studio special guest, we have Brittany Fouquet and Valerie Densler. They are with the Special Olympics, and they got the Torch Run coming up and two events. And Brittany, I hope I didn't mess up your name too bad there.
Not too bad.
As you are, what's your title with...
I am this region's director. So we have, we're Region K. We have 24 counties in our region.
Okay.
The biggest region in Illinois.
Gotcha. And Brittany, or Valerie, I should say, Valerie Densler, you are one of the athlete leaders, correct?
Yes, and an athlete.
And you have been doing this for quite some time, right?
Yes.
Since 2013, that is amazing, and congratulations to you for that. And what are, before we get back to Valerie and some of the benefits and all that, Brittany, you have two plunges coming up. The first one on February 24th, it's at the Touch of Nature in Carbondale, right?
Yep.
And how can people get involved?
So if you want to plunge with us or donate, either way, you would go to plungeillinois.com. We're trying to raise $40,000 at our Touch of Nature plunge. So if you want to get a group together at work to come out and participate, we really like themes of dressing up, so you can jump together in an obscene costume if you'd like. If you individually raise $100, you get one of our sweatshirts. They're really iconic. People know.
They're nice.
Yeah. So $100 is the minimum to get that sweatshirt, which of course is everybody's goal. Everybody loves a free t-shirt or sweatshirt of sorts.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And once again, that is February 24th, Touch of Nature in Carbondale. Mm-hmm. And you were telling me before we came on air that that was the first location of this event?
That was where Special Olympics started overall. So actually right here in Southern Illinois. So we're trying to take it, back to our roots.
Absolutely. That's awesome. And once again, that is February 24th and then March 2nd at Wren Lake, correct?
Yep. South Sandusky Beach.
And hopefully the water is a little warmer. I mean, how cold has it been in the past for you? Frigid?
Frigid.
You had to break ice?
Yep.
Really? I don't think you're going to have to do that.
Especially around the state. I mean, especially up north, because they do them, Chicago all the way down here.
Yeah.
So
I don't think you'll have to do that this year down here, but we'll see about that. But I don't think so.
We'll make it easy on you. You won't have to be that cold.
No, no. And how long are the participants usually in the water? Just in and out?
Most go in and out. Some do like head under, complete dunk. Some people just walk in and walk right out. But
do some cannonballs and
A whole jump, backflip, whatever you want to do into the water.
Yeah, get submerged, at least for a second there.
Absolutely.
And that one at Wren Lake on March 2nd, and people can get involved by going to the same website?
Yep, plungeillinois.com. We're trying to raise $50,000 at that one. Our goal is a little higher. Right now we have 277 registered participants there.
Oh, wow.
So if you want to donate to any of their plunges, too, if you don't think that you can handle the cold, even though cold plunges are apparently all the rage and like have all these health benefits right now.
That's what I hear.
You can do it for a good cause. So if you want to donate to any of them too, you can search their name on the website. The website's really user friendly. So if you know somebody that is participating and you're like, I'm just going to go, give them a donation, you can search their name. If you just want to donate to the plunge at all, you can do that as well. Valerie has her own page if you want to donate to her page.
Okay. Yeah, it's the 2024 Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge for Special Olympics Illinois. The first one, once again, February 24th, Touch of Nature in Carbondale. The second one, March 2nd, South Sandusky Beach, Wren Lake. And what time do these events get going?
Our registration starts at 9 at Touch of Nature and 11 at Wren Lake.
Okay. And people can get more information, plungeillinois.com. And Valerie Densler, you're one of the athlete leaders. And you said we've been doing this since 2013. That's amazing.
Yes.
And what are the benefits that you've gotten from this?
All the money raised helps us with like all the sports, travel. It helps like when we do events, like it helps the cost for like lunches, volunteers, the space, like bowling, and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so for Special Olympics, all of our athletes get to participate for free at no cost to them. And we're actually a year-round organization. So we have over 16 sports that we offer.
Okay.
I think a lot of people think that we just do spring games as the main one, you know, the track and field event. But sure. Really, we have esports that they can get involved in now. We have bocce, bowling, swimming, equestrian. So, like, we really try to offer a lot of different types of events that they can participate in too, so that they know, you know, whatever they like, or yeah. You know, that kind of stuff.
That's so great. Yeah, Special Olympics says here, provides year-round sports training, athletic competition, and a variety of Olympic-type sports for children and adults with intellectual disabilities, as well as in health education, as well as leadership and personal development. So it benefits everybody involved with Special Olympics, and it's a great thing, and people can help out by plunging into Touch of Nature in Carbondale or Wren Lakes, South Sandusky Beach on March 2nd, Carbondale, February 24th. Go to plungeillinois.com. And boy, this has grown into an iconic celebration, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Yep. We're 25 years in.
And boy, Valerie, you've been doing this since 2013. You get in the water too?
Yes.
And I'm sure you got somebody waiting for the towel for you to get warmed up, don't you?
Yes.
And so you had a great experience with this?
Yes. It's not even that cold.
It's not that cold? No. Well, that's good. Hopefully it won't be.
No. Come on. I tell people, like, it's not, everyone thinks it's cold. I'm like, no, it's fun. Like, you have to not think about it. Just do it.
Yeah, just do it. And people can do it once again on February 24th in Carbondale, March 2nd at Wren Lake. It's go to Plunge Illinois, the 2024 Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge for Special Olympics. And appreciate what you all do there, Brittany and Valerie. And good luck with these plunges. And anything else we can do, just let us know.
All right. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. That is Brittany and Valerie with Special Olympics Illinois. And once again, the Polar Plunge, you can go to plungeillinois.com. More rock and roll on the way for a Tuesday. Stick around.